Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jordan Goodman's here, too. Jordan's a friend and a member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the smartest guy I know when it comes to managing our money. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine for 18 years. That's some pretty good street cred right there, isn't it, folks? He's the author of a number of books, including at least a couple of bestsellers. And the one I'm holding in my hand, which I believe is his new one, Master Your Money Type. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you again, Jim. Yes, that is indeed my newest one, is What People's Money Types Are.
There you go. And we've talked about that a little bit in the past, but I don't think money types what you got on your mind today, is it?
No, I mean, I think what the Federal Reserve is going through and how that's affecting small business is the main issue right now. They did leave interest rates unchanged, as people were expecting yesterday. Mm-hmm,
as we predicted yesterday.
But the market did not take it well. I mean, I don't think they would. They certainly would not have taken well if they'd raised interest rates, which is not what people expected.
But, Jordan, I don't know that I agree with you about that, and I'll tell you why. I do a FedWatch show every time for the last 8 years. I've done a show every time the Fed does their FOMC meeting. And I have seen them raise rates and the markets go up.
Well, sometimes. It depends. If they see inflation and the bond market likes it well because they're fighting inflation.
Right.
But right now, I think the way the market's taking it is, oh, my God, the economy is slowing down and we're going to have a recession. And all these wonderful earnings we've had for so long, double-digit rates, 16% rate of increase the last quarter. On average, these are illusory earnings. They're not going to stay. And even though corporations are in really strong shape for the most part, and you're having incredible merger and acquisition activity, and particularly the private equity funds are just taking over everything in sight, the market's always looking over the next valley, and what's coming next, and that's why they're not that enthusiastic about it.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing more nerve-wracking than trying to figure out the Fed is trying to figure out the stock market.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how they're going to react to things. I mean, you know yourself, they often react in a very counterintuitive way.
Yeah,
the market does.
Well, it's often selling the news, which kind of that's what happened. I mean, this is what was anticipated, and it actually happened.
Yeah.
And now they sell on it.
Right.
I mean, they did buy for about an hour or something like that, and then they completely switched.
Well, what does all that mean to regular folks?
Well, I mean, I think it's the Fed is saying that the economy is clearly slowing, and they don't want to ratchet up the interest rates even more. I think small businesses are having a hard time with their interest rates are right now, frankly.
Well, there's no question about it. In fact, Jordan, we're getting a double whammy right now because what we've got is we're getting hit by almost record petroleum prices.
That's
and,
right.
and it doesn't
and those are going higher, Jim.
It's cool. I know it's cold comfort to know that it's not as high as it was adjusted for inflation, but it's still pretty darn high. $3 a gallon gas
only is Wall Streeters think that way,
right?
Real people don't think
exactly.
We're at $77 a barrel, something like that.
Well, but people don't buy raw petroleum, they buy gas at $3 a gallon. That's what's got it. But my point is,
In New York, it's more than three. It's almost up to $4 a gallon here because of all the taxes. And so really hurting small businesses big time, and particularly people in delivery businesses or anybody that's using gas all the time. You can't cut back, and that's why you're seeing, even though prices have gone up so dramatically, you're not seeing reduced fuel usage.
But the double whammy besides the petroleum is the interest rates.
That's
and
right.
as you know, Jordan, we've got a small businesses don't live in the world of prime interest rate. We live in the world of prime plus.
Prime plus.
And most of us borrow money at prime is 8.25 now. So most of us borrow money at 9.25, 10.25, and the dreaded 11.25.
And in many cases, they do it on their personal credit cards. I mean, I know that's the way it works.
Exactly.
And those are not 9%. Those are higher.
That's right.
In fact, if you start falling behind or your credit rating isn't so great, you're talking easily into the 20s. I heard a credit card the other day, 31%.
Wow.
I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. Now, as usual, Jim, what I like to do is give practical, specific advice to help these folks out, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
Certainly on the credit card rates, there are some good credit cards, not the ones you're getting in solicitations, but with the ones you have to go after. I've actually created something called the Credit Card Optimizer Kit, which has a list of the lowest interest credit cards anywhere in the country. You can get 8 or 9% if you go to the right places. And they can get that at my website, moneyanswers.com. And this is not only for small business, but for regular folks as well, particularly Arkansas. Arkansas happens to be the nation's capital of low-interest credit cards because they have usury ceilings left over from the Depression. So there's banks like Simmons Bank and Arkansas Federal, a whole bunch of them there that have much lower interest rates, certainly than you're going to get from a Citibank or a J.P. Morgan or, you know, all these places that have consolidated the credit card business. That's the, if you have a lot of debt, this is either business debt or personal credit card debt, you can consolidate it into a lower interest rate and not have this hanging over you for the rest of your life. A national place to help people there is called Debt Relief Solutions, and they're at 800-4-DEBT-HELP, the number 4, D-E-B-T-H-E-L-P, or debtreliefsolutions.com. They will consolidate it all in one place. You make one payment and, you know, get this off your, instead of having to pay 29% and, you know, $150 annual fee and whatever, you can kind of get this behind you. So that's a you know, thing that's going to help a lot of people in huge amounts of debt these days. The other thing I'm seeing going on, again, this affects small business, is people getting hit by increases in their adjustable rate mortgages. And again, they're financing their small businesses that way.
Many home equity loans.
Home equity loans were 4% and now they're 8.5% or something.
Yeah.
And that is really kidding a lot of people because they were buying these homes at, you know, 2 and 3 years ago at half the interest rates they were today, and they were not expecting anything close to these amounts of rates.
Well, of course, and of course, those adjustable rate mortgages, some of them, you know, the new rates are going to be coming online in by degree because
that's right,
because they're locked in for they're locked in for a year or what, or 2 years
sometimes.
Or whatever.
Well, now those, you know, they did a 2.28 or something. The first 2 years was great. Well, that's over now, and now we're going into the 28. And in many cases, they're also doing interest only. So not only are the rates going up, but they're actually starting to pay principal, which is like, you know, an unusual idea in mortgages today. You know, pay interest. Now, I could solve that one for you as well. There are mortgages where the rates only go down, never up. My favorite one is called the ARC loan, the automatic rate cut loan. Mm-hmm. And people can find out about that at 800. 800-
How does that work?
Let me tell them the contact information first. 800-ARC-LOAN, A-R-C-L-O-A-N, or arcloan.com. It starts at or slightly above the current market rate. So the market rate today would be maybe 6-7 or, you know, something like that for a mortgage. Anytime rates go down by a quarter point or more, every 6 months they take a look. If it's gone down by a quarter point or more, automatically goes down, never goes up, never up. I did one myself. This is the mortgage that I have, Jim. I got mine originally.
Wait a minute, Jordan. I didn't think you had a mortgage.
I do have a mortgage.
I'm surprised. I thought you owned your home.
I own it through a mortgage. And I've got an ARC loan that's gone down 6 times.
The bubble is burst, Jordan. You were my hero until then. I didn't think you had a mortgage. Just teasing a little bit, folks. 20 after. Everybody has a mortgage, don't they? Some people have two. It's 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Jordan Goodman. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jordan Goodman. He's got all kinds of good financial stuff for us. That ARC loan was fascinating. Wait a minute, Jordan. Let me finish my thought.
Sure.
That ARC loan is pretty cool. And if I haven't heard about it, not that I know everything, but if I haven't heard about it, I bet a lot of other people haven't heard about it. Give us that number again, please.
Okay, it's 800-ARC-LOAN, A-R-C-L-O-A-N. Or arcloan.com. Again, they can find out all these things at my website, moneyanswers.com, as well.
That's a good website,
too. Here's how it works. They take a look, and every 6 months, if rates have dropped by a quarter point or more, it automatically goes down with no closing cost points or fees. If rates go up, it does not affect you at all. This is an adjustable rate mortgage that only goes down. So my example, for example, I got one in 2001 at 7 3/4, which was the prevailing rate at the time. It went down over the next, you know, few years to 4.75%, and that was June 2004, right before the Fed started raising rates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am now locked into 4.75% forever. And the other good thing about this is that every time it adjusts down, your maturity date stays the same. So you're not starting all over again.
Hmm.
So as I started in
So your payment drops then.
That's right. You save money. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I started in 2001 with a 2031 maturity, and I still have a 2031 maturity, even though I'm now 5 years into the mortgage.
Right. And your payment has dropped significantly. Well, that's very interesting. And
the other thing I think is, with oil prices going up, you know, we talked about how it's hurting small business. You can complain about it, or you can profit from it. Would you mind if I make people wildly rich based on higher oil prices?
No, we don't like that, Jordan. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I like what are called the Canadian Oil and Gas Royalty Trusts. And what these are, they have huge reserves of oil and gas, like 20, 30 years supply. They pump it out, sell the oil. They pay dividend yields of between 10 and 12% on an annual basis. They actually pay the dividends monthly. So you're getting monthly current income that's double, more than double what you're getting in a CD today. Let me give you some of my favorites. These are all, I'm going to give you the name of the stock symbol. They're all New York Stock Exchange traded. There's Penn West Energy is PWE, Enerplus Resources, ERF, Provident Energy, PVX, that's yielding about 12%, Prime West Energy, PWI, and Penn Growth Energy, PGH. And again, I've got things on these at my website at moneyanswers.com, and I do take emails as well.
What are these companies doing? Are they doing the opposite of Exxon and these other?
They've got existing reserves. They're not drilling for new reserves.
Right.
They've got existing Exxon.
But it sounds like they're not keeping all the profits that they're making. They're giving them back.
They distribute typically 70 to 80% of their cash flow to shareholders.
Which ExxonMobil could do if they wanted to, couldn't they?
Well, but they have to invest a lot. See, they're out exploring, and these guys really don't have to do that because they've already found the oil.
Well, ExxonMobil has their own reserves, too.
Well, they do, but I mean, they have to, you know, billions of dollars in reinvestment, and their yield is about maybe 3%.
All right, explain this to me, Jordan, while we're on that topic.
Yeah.
Why can't BP, with all the billions of dollars in profits they're making, why can't they maintain their pipelines?
Well, I mean, that was stupid, and that looks really, really bad to have corrosive pipelines. This is going to take, I think, a year or more.
Yeah.
16 miles of pipe. Okay, this is not some little leak one place.
Right.
And the oil industry is just booming right now, so it's hard to get pipe at all, never mind 16 miles of it to the north of Alaska, you know. So to get the stuff in the first place, to get it up to Alaska, then to replace the pipe, this is going to take months. And so taking 8% off the market is really, really going to hurt supply.
Well, and the idea that they're sitting there on all these profits and they can't reinvest it in their infrastructure, to me, is just insult to injury. And people are justified in being angry at these guys about that.
I mean, corrosion is not something that happens overnight. You know, who's been watching this?
Well, and it's not like these guys aren't, you know, they don't have corrosion experts on payroll either.
Right. So
give us some new stuff. What about healthcare?
All right, healthcare. Now, as you know, a lot of small businesses are dropping healthcare left and right. They just can't afford the premiums. I'm seeing them going up 30%, sometimes 50%, just unbelievable increases here. And so people said, forget it. I'm going to stay in business. I'm not going to do this premium stuff. So what I do myself is called medical repricing. People can find out about that at medicalrepricing.com or 800-915-5677. And briefly, here's how it works. You get a card. It's about $100 a month. It gives you access to a very wide network of doctors, about 500,000 doctors, drugstores, chiropractors, dentists, you know, the entire medical community, hospitals as well. Everything is repriced to the same price the health insurance company would pay, which is typically 40, 50, 60% below the regular price. The people in this country who pay the most for health care are the uninsured who can't afford it.
Right, exactly.
That's not the way it should be. This allows the average person, including for your employees, I mean, a lot of people use this for their employees, and they say, you know, use this card, go into this network, use any doctor in there, and you'll get 50%
off. They're going to charge you a little bit for the card, aren't they?
About $100 a month.
Yeah.
But you can provide that for your employees. So what I'm hearing some people do, instead of paying $800 a month per employee or whatever it may be, do it for $100 a month and split the difference. Say, okay, I'll give you a raise, and the small business saves some money.
Right.
The employee gets health care that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Medicalrepricing.com?
That's correct.
And the toll-free number?
800-915-5677.
Where can we find Master Your Money Type?
At MoneyAnswers.com is the best.
MoneyAnswers.com. It's Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. What a smart guy. Hey, Jordan, thanks for being here. Good
thanks
job
so much,
today.
Jim. Really appreciate it.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with Suzanne Mulvihill, and she's going to talk to us about our emotional endurance. It's 29 after. I said that already, didn't I? I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There is a season.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.